We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Today is Odyssey Day at the K. After the game, I will be in attendance. Rob will be in attendance. We got some nice seats, all you can eat, all you can drink. Oh, I'm looking forward to a fun time at a Kauffman Stadium. I mean, I don't even care if they win or lose as long as you keep the cold ones flowing, and that's the plan later today. I'm here. Rob is here. JT is here. Not really sure why JT is here, but you know what? We don't mind that JT is here. What I need you guys to do is do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? One friend would suffice. And I need you to know that the opening segment of the show is now brought to you by our great friends over at The Other Place, with 5 metro locations serving great pizza for over 25 years right here in Kansas City. Be sure to check out The Other Place and theotherplace.com. So I would like to start with Chiefs training camp. That feels like the appropriate way to start. And it starts with an omission. I don't know. I feel like I'm starting to lose my touch. I don't know what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs. All summer, I've thought one thing. And now that they've started practicing, I realize nothing I knew made any sense. I didn't think they were prepared to start Josh Simmons at left tackle. They seem prepared to start Josh Simmons at left tackle. We are now trying to figure out right tackle. We were debating yesterday about what they were going to do with Jalen Moore. I said that he was going to be playing left out instead of left tackle. I thought he was going to be riding the bench. Now, he still might be riding the bench. I mean, that is a realistic possibility that he could be out. But today, the Chiefs tried something rather bold, rather unique. They had Jalen Moore playing left guard today in pads. This isn't like a walkthrough. This isn't them out there playing patty cake. This is real preparation for the season. It seems like all options are on the table. Now, I'm telling you, I don't know, not as a basis of I haven't been keeping up, But at this point, I don't know if anyone can tell you what the configuration of the offensive line is going to be. One day, I think this. The next day, it's something completely, totally different. It's changing every day. The only thing I do know is that Josh Simmons is going to be playing left tackle, Creed Humphrey is going to be playing center, and Trey Smith is going to be playing right guard. After that, it's anybody's guess. I still believe Jawan Taylor is going to be playing right tackle. That's not what I would do. I would play Jalen Moore and give yourself a two-year window of what you're looking like. I'm going to say this thing. If Kingsley got fired from left tackle and he got fired from left guard, I don't want to hear that he's part of their plans anymore. You have been passed over every time. All offseason, they told us that he was better suited at guard. Now, I get it. You're spending a lot of money on Jalen Moore, and maybe next year Kingsley will end up being the guy. This is a player that is a second-round pick, and you're telling me after 2 years you don't think he's a capable starter at tackle, and you also don't think he's a capable starter at guard. At some point, I got to go off your actions and not your words. So something to keep in mind as we continue to push along through training camp. I don't know who their left guard is. I believe it's Kingsley Suamataia, but when you're in pads and you're trying other guys with the ones, that certainly seems very notable to me. Over at right tackle, Jawan Taylor was on the PUP list. He was out. Then he was off the PUP list. Then he was back to playing and practicing, and he was out there at right tackle. What they end up doing with Jalen Moore, I think, has turned into the number one question for the Chiefs at training camp. There's some fun other stories. I see people going excited about Tyquan Thornton. Great. He's going to have 185 yards this year. I can only be so excited about the Chiefs' fifth receiver. What they end up doing with Jalen Moore, who was their big swing in free agency, has pushed up to the number one storyline with the Chiefs. If he's not going to be doing what he was hired to do when he was initially brought here, and now we are trying to figure out a new position, that's interesting to me. So we'll see how that continues to play itself out. The next thing that I want to talk about with you guys is this. I saw a lot of worry about Hollywood Brown leaving practice today. Now, I think Nick Wright said this a couple of days on his podcast, and he's right. There is a major difference in being carted off, and there is a major difference in riding off in a cart. We all know what carted off means. It usually ain't good. That's when they got you strapped to that board. They got your leg propped up. You got to put the black power fist up to let everybody know that you're good. That's carted off. That's not what happened today with Hollywood Brown. He rode off in a cart. Now, I'm not here to worry anybody. This was not a big deal. He's perfectly fine. He's going to be back at practice tomorrow. So this is not to scare anybody. But I do think that this is very, very important with Hollywood Brown and something that I don't think we give nearly enough discussion about when we were talking about football players. Do you guys know how big Hollywood Brown is? Hollywood Brown, according to his Pro Football Reference page, is 5'9", 180. Do you know how hard it is to consistently be healthy playing tackle football at 5'9", 180? Just think about that. Think about how much you weigh. And think about what you do for a living. Imagine if your job entailed you getting tackled to the ground and people who are bigger than you, who every day wake up practicing, thinking of ways to hurt you. So I think we overreact a little bit. Now, the injuries are just, they're going to be a concern with Hollywood Brown. I don't know what to tell you. It sounds callous. And Rob, you said this a couple of days ago, like Hollywood is likely going to miss time. He's missed time in just about every season that he's been in. He is not playing a full 17-game schedule plus the playoffs for the Chiefs. We have no reason to believe that based on his six previous years in the NFL. Again, he's 5'9", 180. So days like today where you have an injury scare with Hollywood Brown, you have an injury scare with Sky Moore. I know you might not care, but I certainly don't want the guy to be injured. Where Xavier Worthy has a little bit of a head issue, that's going to happen when your type is 5'9", less than 185-pound wide receivers. You're going to have some scary days when you have those guys. Your body type is just not made to stay healthy 17, 18 more weeks to go out there and play football at this very, very high level. I told you guys a couple of days ago, the best news for Hollywood Brown is no news. Every day that we are not talking about Hollywood Brown is a great day. The fact that we are talking about him says there wasn't a great day, but it's not a big deal. He rode off in a cart. He didn't get carted off. I can live with that. I can live with a little bump and bruise here. He had to end his day at practice a little bit earlier. He went, got checked. He's good. He's going to be back tomorrow. No harm, no foul. I don't even know if I'd play Hollywood in preseason games, if I'm being honest. Like, I would be on the Sean McVay plan with Hollywood Brown. You tried that last year. You lost him for basically the entire regular season. I don't know if I'd have him out there against the Bears in preseason football. I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze. Now, we'll see how they play this, and I'm certainly hoping nothing but health and happiness for Hollywood Brown. But again, I just want to point out that if you are 5'9", 180 pounds, I don't know if your body is made for you to play 20 weeks of NFL football. I just don't know if that's realistic. So the goal for Hollywood Brown needs to be, can you get him on the field for 12 to 14? If you can get him on the field for 12 to 14 games, I think that's a success. He's played six seasons. Three of those seasons, he's played less than 12 games. So you'll take 12 or 14 for Hollywood Brown. Maybe he misses a week five. Maybe he misses a week nine, a week 11 game. I don't think you care about that. Can you have Hollywood Brown trending in the positive direction once we get to December and as we head into January and possibly into February? Can you have Hollywood Brown available? That is all that matters to me. We'll see what happens with Sky Moore. I think that Sky Moore is going to be playing for the St. Louis Battlehawks here coming up in a couple of weeks, and it looks like Xavier Worthy's okay. All right, coming up on the other side, J.J. Piccolo was on the Midday Show. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back into the show. We were talking about Hollywood Brown, and someone on the text line called him Holly Glass Brown. Someone else says, I propose a station-wide embargo on using the name Hollywood until he actually plays and stays on the field. I just don't think that's fair with Hollywood. Now, I think we all joke about player injuries from time to time. We probably shouldn't, but that's just part of sports talk and part of the nature of being a sports fan. I'm just here to simply point out the fact of if you're 5'9", 180, it's just really, really difficult to stay healthy in the National Football League. Like, really, really difficult. Like, it's hard. Just think about it. Rob, how big, let's just take somebody like Nick Bolton. How big do you think Nick Bolton is?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say Nick Bolton, I think like average linebacker, 6'1", 6'2", 225, 245, somewhere in that window.
Nick Bolton is 5'11", 237.
So he's a little shorter than I thought.
Football Reference, he is 237. I'm telling you that Nick Bolton routinely tackles people like Hollywood Brown. Just think about that. If that guy's job is to bring you down to the ground on a little end around and people like that tackle you frequently, sometimes something is going to go wrong. So I just think it's unfair sometimes when we call these guys, oh, they're injury prone. Well, I mean, A, your body's not really made to play football. It's not really built to have people who weigh 40, sometimes even bigger people, drive you into the ground. Sometimes bad things are going to happen. Like, you can do everything right. Hollywood Brown last year came in on a one-year deal. I'm ready to prove myself. First game of the preseason. He then falls onto his shoulder. Something's going to break in there sometimes if that keeps happening. And that seems to be what keeps happening with Hollywood Brown. I am not going to use that as something that deters me away from Hollywood Brown. Especially when you would think, in theory, he is your number three wide receiver. If you were telling me, if you were telling me that it is the middle of October, let's say that it's 3 months from now, right? It's 3 months from now. If you were telling me that Hollywood Brown is pretty firmly as your third wide receiver, that Rice is back, Xavier Worthy is there, and you got Hollywood as your number three and Jalen Royals, just based on how Chiefs receivers have kind of developed over the last couple of years, you are about to get a much different Jalen Royals in November and December than you got in the early part of the season. I would say that's by far and away best case scenario, for the Chiefs offense.
I think that's best case scenario, but and I don't mean to join the text line and making light of player injury. I do think with Hollywood Brown and the Chiefs offense, best case scenario with any NFL team is probably not going to hit. So I think one thing I've noticed about Chiefs training camp early this season is it seems like the Chiefs, more so than years past, have contingencies for what they're going to do when best case scenario doesn't hit. Like, I know I got some pushback when I joked that Hollywood Brown is going to get hurt this year. He's going to get hurt this year. That is his Pro Football Reference page says. He will be hurt. The Chiefs have experienced offensive line injuries the last couple of seasons. They are now at least looking prepared to overcome them. Like, I think best case scenario, you are correct, but I think it's football. Best case scenario almost never happens because that's pie in the sky conceptually.
100%. And someone else says, CDOT, that doesn't make it unfair. That makes it a statement of fact. Two of our top three receivers are small like that, unreliable. The Chiefs have a type. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I would love for the Chiefs to go get the A.J. Brown 6'2", 215, jump out the gym kind of receiver. The Chiefs are not attracted to that type. Like, we all got a type, right? All right, the Chiefs got a type. They like 5'10", 175 to 185 pound, wiry, fast, change of direction wide receivers. That's who they like. That comes with something. Like, some are DeSean Jackson, who play for 13 years and for whatever reason just have an incredible track record of staying healthy. That's usually not the case for those kind of individuals. Someone on the text line says Keenan Allen would be better in our offense than Hollywood Brown. I would just simply like to point out Keenan Allen also is a player who is always hurt. We are now heading into August. Keenan Allen, still unemployed. Still.
Not a team. Even teams that would make sense. The Chargers. They just lost a receiver. Their receiver just retired right before training camp. Like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to play here. Keenan Allen, still unemployed. No one can give me a logical answer on how a receiver who last year had 700 yards is still sitting here unemployed as we are. Every team has begun training camp. It was one thing when you were unemployed in March. It's one thing when you're unemployed right after the draft. Every team in the NFL is currently practicing in pads. Keenan Allen, still unemployed. Still just sitting around. I don't know what's happening with Keenan Allen. I assume he's going to play, so I assume he will play at some point this season. I cannot tell you when Keenan Allen is going to play.
I also would tell
you. Amari Cooper is another player. Amari Cooper is still unemployed. We are practicing now. Everyone is practicing and playing. So if you're telling me that you don't like Hollywood Brown because he's always injured, you then can't tell me to go get Keenan Allen because if there's anybody that knows about Chargers injuries, it should be you guys. We've seen it now for 15 years. There ain't no chance Keenan Allen stays healthy. Not at 33 years old. No chance he's staying healthy.
I'm not trying to re-legislate the Keenan Allen discussion we had on the show last week, but it's pretty clear the Chiefs, at least by their actions, are not interested in Keenan Allen. It's been back-to-back off seasons. The Chiefs have needed a wide receiver. You have heard no smoke, no connection, no Jordan Schultz, no Ian Rappaport, no Nate Taylor. Name a reporter has said, boy, the Chiefs are showing some interest in Keenan Allen. He was available, last offseason? No, he got traded for by the Bears. He was available. No interest. He was available this offseason. The Chiefs in February re-signed Hollywood Brown. They knew Keenan Allen would be available. The whole league knew he'd be available. The Chiefs re-signed Hollywood Brown. So maybe you and I disagree with it, but
re-signed Juju Smith-Schuster.
Correct. They clearly have said at every turn, we don't want Keenan Allen. Maybe something changes in the next month, but their actions have told you the text line likes Keenan Allen more than the Chiefs like Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I just think the whole Keenan Allen thing is like devil you know versus devil you don't. I don't know the full euphemism. I'm sure someone on the text line will correct me. But you know exactly the point that I'm making is you have Hollywood. You see that he's always injured. A player that if it was only like, let's say that the Broncos signed Keenan Allen tomorrow. The number one sentiment on the text line is, oh, don't got to worry about that. He's going to get hurt at some point. Come on now. We've done this long enough. I don't know why we're now playing this game when it comes to Keenan Allen. All right, let me play this for you. We'll talk a little Royals baseball here coming up in just a little bit. Here is Ian Rappaport. He was on NFL Network earlier today talking about Josh Simmons.
Getting the opportunity to watch Josh Simmons, the first round left tackle for the Chiefs today, was something. I mean, he is as athletic as they said, and it is so impossibly hard to find these guys. I know because the Chiefs have been trying, right? I mean, they signed Juwan Taylor in free agency. Mm-hmm. They signed Jalen Moore, and now he might end up playing guard. They drafted Josh Simmons, and for Josh Simmons to be available in the 30s where he was is absolutely crazy, but there is a reason why. He suffered a significant injury, torn patellar tendon. I misstated it last hour. Torn patellar tendon. In the middle of his college season. It is a significant injury, and it's not always something that guys recover from.
Right.
So what teams needed to do in the draft is review all the medical reports. He went to Combine. He did Combine rechecks. The fact that he was already running on a treadmill by the Combine recheck was a very, very good sign. But it's a little bit of a projection. The Chiefs and Rick Burkholder, their head athletic trainer, have one of the best athletic staffs, one of the best training staffs in the NFL. It is a little bit of a gamble. You do all your research and you say, we believe that this excellent player who might be available to us is going to be healthy when we need him to be healthy, but you don't know. He has been healthy. Mm-hmm. He has been great. And it looks like this is the kind of guy who could be the left tackle for the next 12 years. And that is an unbelievable outcome late in the first round.
You just mentioned it, I don't know, maybe like 10 minutes ago. You talked about best possible outcome. In football, you're right. Football usually doesn't include your best possible outcome. I say it all the time. Like, the Chiefs didn't do anything special with Patrick Mahomes. They identified who their quarterback was. They traded up in the draft to go get him. Like, plenty of teams have done that before. It worked for them, though. The Chiefs got best case scenario. They thought they had something special, and boy, were they right. Like, they probably underestimated, honestly, how special Patrick Mahomes was going to be. Right now, and it is early, we have not started playing any games. They haven't started hitting people that don't also work for the Chiefs. It looks like they are on the verge of best possible outcome for Josh Simmons. At least so far in him being a member of the Chiefs, it has been best possible outcome. He broke his knee. Broken. He broke his knee. We didn't know if he was going to be healthy enough to even participate in training camp. We all were discussing this as being a redshirt year, and you were perfectly fine with that, especially because you went out and you got Jalen Moore. So we go from understanding that this could quite possibly be a redshirt year, kind of like another first-round pick that they recently had with Felix Onyeka, DK Uzomah. Is he friend of the show?
I mean, he stayed two extra segments, so yes, he's
friend of the show.
We had booked him for 25. He said, give me 55, and we said, you're good.
Okay, I'm making sure. I want to know if he's friend of the show. So it was not crazy to think that they were going to redshirt Jalen Moore. It was not crazy at all. Or not Jalen Moore, but Joshua Simmons. Not crazy at all. He is now not only not being redshirted, he's not even in a competition, you would think. You know how confident you got to be in your rookie to have a $21 million player that you feel comfortable enough possibly putting on the bench? I mean, that's what the Chiefs are entertaining now. Either Jalen Moore is going to play left guard or he is not going to start for the Chiefs. That is we have a lot of trust and confidence in Josh Simmons and think that he is the answer over at left tackle. So you're right. Best case scenario rarely happens. Players very rarely hit what their absolute ceiling is. And obviously time will tell if that's the case with Josh Simmons. But I mean, so far, I don't know if you could be asking for a much better start to a career in your first training camp than it would appear. You have won the left tackle job very, very early, and you have very early promising signs. I'm even happy that he got in a fight earlier today. I'm happy that he got in a fight. I don't mind that. I mean, it's training camp. I mean, how bad's the fight going to be? Nobody got injured. It's hot. We hitting. I mean, I understand things like that going to happen from time to time. I'm not sure if they had a left tackle last year that was prepared to throw hands out there. The fact that you're a rookie in the third padded practice is out here ready to throw hands, that kind of excites me. I'm intrigued by that. That's the kind of attitude that I like. Hey, we dapped it up after where we're good. Let's play football. I kind of like that kind of attitude and toughness. That seems like that can help you on third and short. So it cannot go much better for the Chiefs than it has gone in the early period for Josh Simmons. Let's switch to the Royals for just a bit. J.J. Piccolo earlier today was on Cody and Gold, the general manager for your Kansas City Royals. We'll play a best of this coming up at the top of the hour. But here's J.J. Piccolo talking about the decision for the Royals to shut down Chris Bubich.
Chris has done a tremendous job competing, and his innings totals were piling up pretty quickly just because he was pitching so well. So going back to a month and a half ago, we started to really map out his season. There was a stretch in there where he didn't pitch for 9 days. There was no pain or discomfort. It was all just more fatigue. And, you know, we got to this point, he felt great. I mean, the All-Star game is up to 97 miles an hour. So, you know, clearly there was reason to think everything's fine. But then the other day with the big velocity drop and the command, when somebody's command is off, who is a command type of pitcher, you know, it's a clear sign that, you know, he's not right. I think we've dodged a huge bullet because it's not surgical. We're going to do the right thing for him, and that's to shut him down and get ready for the 26th season. Puts us in a tough spot right now, but, you know, we're going to try to figure out ways to combat this and stay competitive.
I certainly hope that everything is fine with Chris Bubich. I think the Royals are making a business decision, one that we discussed yesterday. I don't think that this is a bad thing for the Royals. I don't think that shutting Chris Bubich down with 2 months to go, I don't think this is bad for the Royals. If he was going to already be out a month, why have you go through a rehab start to come back to playing games that possibly couldn't matter when this offseason you might be traded? Who knows what your status could potentially be? Let's keep you upright. Let's keep you healthy. Let's do everything we need to do to keep all of our options open for this offseason as we try to improve our club. Now, I know that you guys think that I'm pessimistic about the Royals, and I swear to you, I'm not here to be pessimistic about the Royals, but the Royals are starting Rich Hill right now. They're starting Rich Hill. A man is 45 years old. That just doesn't feel like a team to me that's making the postseason. That feels like a team to me that is just playing out the rest of the games. And you know what? The Royals will probably get hot in September when we all have shifted our collective focus over to the football team. I've seen this basically my entire life. If there's anything I know the Royals love to do, it's to start playing really well when we're done paying attention. I'm telling you, from September 17th until the end of the season, the Royals will be the best team in baseball. And they'll give you just enough hope. Hey, 2026, it's their year. And it might be their year, but we know that's when they're going to turn things on. I mentally have already turned the page to the offseason and what the Royals need to do, that they are in a legitimate conversation to catch Detroit, possibly catch another team that finished ahead of them, and win the division in 2026. And the pathway to doing it includes a healthy Chris Bubich, either for you or going to play for the Philadelphia Phillies, and you get something in return for Chris Bubich. So I agree with their decision to shut him down. I think it is the best possible outcome for everybody. You get healthy, rest up. We don't want to have you doing rehab starts in early September to come back and maybe make one or two starts at the end of the season. Why don't you take all of this time to rest and get healthy? You're fully ready to go at some point in the winter, and then we as an organization can do what we need to do. We can decide what is in the best interest of our club and move forward. One more cut that I want to play for you guys for JJ Piccolo. He says that right now this organization is not looking to move prospects.
To trade prospects right now, it definitely would have to be somebody, as you said, with control and of quality. It's not just the control, but somebody that is going to be impactful to our major league team. So we're going to be open to those ideas, you know, whether it's now or in the off season. We know where the strengths of our organization are, where the depth is. And, you know, fortunately for us, you know, it's in positions that teams will value quite a bit. So that's a good thing for us. But this is a different time for us. Last year, we were not willing to do that. This year, we are more willing to do it. And certainly in the offseason, we will be. You know, for a smaller market team, you know, your assets are really what allows you to complete, you know, put together a major league team, you know, combination of, you know, drafted players, traded drafted players with free agents. You know, that's the way to go about this. And, you know, the control that you're speaking of also usually represents controllable, like salary controllable contracts. You know, sure. So it fits us as well. So they're all things we're exploring, listening, talking, trying to see if we come up with creative ideas, maybe things we weren't thinking about last week that we're thinking about today. Things have changed for other teams. So this market keeps shifting in different ways, and we just have to stay on top of it and see what it comes in the next 48 hours.
I think the point that he made there in the middle is kind of the point that we were making is, I mean, there's only so few ways that you can improve your roster. And if you were looking for immediate improvements, I mean, there's even fewer. This isn't NBA. This isn't the NFL. So you're not drafting a player and then now you think that he's going to help you for 2026. It's usually not how this works. So in this offseason, if you know that and you know that your resources are more limited than other teams and you also don't get as many swings or bites at the apple as other organizations, you got to be smart with what you have. You got to be really smart with what you have. So that's why I said when it comes to the starting pitching that they have, when it comes to Bubich, when it comes to Reagans or whomever the possible move could be. I mean, there's two ways that you can improve this team this offseason. Either you spend the money. And I'm always going to be in favor of that. If the Royals are willing to spend 3 years, $48 million to go get a bat that hits sixth in the lineup and helps round out their lineup, great. Sign me up for who that person could potentially be. Or the Royals are going to have to package something in a trade and maybe get a little bit lucky. I mean, I think Chris Bubich is a good player. Let's not make it seem like Chris Bubich is getting you a day one kind of impact. That's not really the kind of player that he is. So those are your two avenues if you are looking to solve what your problem is. I think we all know what the Royals are going to be looking for this offseason. It will not be a secret to anybody. There's also going to be a lot of teams that are in a opposite position of the Royals where they need starting pitching. The Royals don't really need starting pitching this offseason. They need quality impact bats, or maybe you got an extra bat or two, but your organization is lacking in starting pitching. Here it is where you can fill a need for each other and both sides can come out better for this trade. I think that that's going to be the best and maybe most cost-effective way of improving their roster. But Rob, let's see how they handle the offseason.
I think this offseason will be the most fascinating we have seen with the Royals, at least since I got to what is now the Fan and what used to be 610. There are real expectations on the Royals this offseason. There is a real goal to win a division, get back to the postseason. They have some of the ingredients. They are missing some of the ingredients. It is no longer going to be acceptable by fans that, hey, you gave it a good shot to try to get player X. Hey, you gave it a run, but player Y decided to go to the Braves or the Padres. It is going to be actions speak louder than words. And to date, John Sherman has been action-oriented. He paid Seth Lugo. He paid Bobby Witt. After the evaluation series, they went out and got Michael Wacha. They've done the things. They had a no-doubt regression this year. And it has been frustrating for fans, been frustrating for me, it's been frustrating for you. Next offseason, they have to then take the step forward. They have to get back to the goal. They have to get back to playing winning baseball, and it's obvious what this team is going to need. They're going to need another bat. Now, maybe they don't need a three-hitter. Like, you have Bobby Witt. Sal Perez looks like he's found the fountain of youth. You have him on the roster. Mikel Garcia looks like he's a player again. Like, you have a little bit of the ingredients. You are missing a couple still, and you have to go address that this offseason. And if however they do it, I will not be upset. There's a couple prospects I hope they don't get rid of, but they trade Chris Bubich for pick a player from the Padres, just naming a random team, and now they have a five-hitter and the lineup's more complete, I'm going to be happy. If they trade Cole Reagans, I know he's under relative club control, and they go get Duran from the Red Sox, just naming hypothetical trades, I'm going to be happy, but it can't be February and me and you say, you know, they came up just short on so-and-so, but we think they have enough. They need one thing, and it is an outfield bat, and this offseason will be fascinating to see how they go and address that problem.
I would say that this is a lot like college recruiting now. I mean, it doesn't matter if you come in second place in recruiting. Like, no one cares about the school that Darren Peterson almost went to. You either get them or you don't. Oh, I mean, hey, we got really close to getting some guys, but did you get them, though? And I think last season, the Royals, they really sold to their fan base. I mean, we tried to get a couple of guys, but I mean, we couldn't get any of them. I mean, okay. I mean, that doesn't really help you in June or July that you almost got these quality impact bats. When it comes to recruiting, when it comes to free agency, it's a very simple pass or fail. Did you go get the player? Was that player successful for you? So heading into this offseason, where I think it is very obvious for the second consecutive year what the Royals need an outfielder that can hit 20 home runs. That's what they need. Jack Caglione will be in the lineup next year. They need another one. And you need Jack Caglione to continue to improve as a young player. It's kind of disappointing because you felt like he was starting to kind of figure some things out, and then he got hurt. But that's what you need. If you can find that player, if you can find that bat, possibly another bat, and you pick up two bats between then and the end of this of the free agency period, I think you feel really, really good. And with their rotation, them as a defensive club, and some guys maybe bouncing back to form a little bit, there's no reason why the Royals can't be in the division conversation at this time in a year. Coming up on the other side, sometimes you guys think that I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. I'm simply telling you guys the truth because that's my job. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips. Cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right. Sometimes you guys think that I'm crazy, and I'm not crazy. I'm a lot of things. Crazy is not one of the words I would use to describe myself. In fact, I would like to say that I'm pretty much up on things. Now, I want to go back in the time machine and I want to play an article, a story for you guys. This was from July 8th. And I remember playing this and the sentiment was, oh, you're being scared. Oh, you're a word that I can't see because of the FCC. Oh, get tough. That was the sentiment that I heard whenever we went over this story 3 weeks ago.
The tallest, fastest, and longest tilt roller coaster in North America has not had a successful start. Take a look at this video obtained by 19 News. People stuck on Cedar Point's newest ride, Siren's Curse, forced to get off after it broke down Wednesday night. This is the second time it's broken down since it opened on Saturday. You can see riders carefully walking along the tracks, hundreds of feet in the air, eventually making their way to a small emergency staircase. People who were at the park reported the riders being trapped for close to 40 minutes. These photos show a crew working to get everyone off the ride. We were told by a spokesperson from Cedar Point that riders were escorted off because it would not restart. Cedar Point celebrated the opening of Siren's Curse just 5 days ago on June 28th. Just hours into the grand opening, the 160-foot roller coaster experienced issues. The amusement park said it had a delay that paused the ride's operation, and the ride was stuck in the vertical position for approximately 10 minutes.
We talked about this. I'm serious. We talked about this, and you guys talked to me like I was crazy because I said, I'm not getting on that death trap. I haven't ridden a roller coaster since the mid-90s. I'm not getting on any of them. None. I don't want to get on them. Oh, we got to be tough. Okay. This roller coaster opened June 28th. It has already stopped with riders on it 5 times. It just opened on June 28th. I wish this was television so I could show you the video. They had to get off and walk down the roller coaster. The fact that this thing is still open is a crime. It should be a federal crime that this thing is allowed to operate. How can it shut down? It shut down once a week. That's not good odds. That's not good odds. They call this thing Siren's Curse because it's a curse. This is why I'm not getting on these roller coaster contraptions. This is why I stay away from them. I don't mind being the person that's going to hold jackets. I don't mind being the guy that's going to hold the purse while you guys all go have fun on that little death trap. I don't need to slip one of my vertebrae getting on the Timberwolf. Absolutely not. I don't even like snakes. Why would I get on the Mamba? No. Y'all got it, man. You probably would still get on this thing, wouldn't you, Rob? You love roller coasters. You love a thrill. Are you getting on this ride knowing that it's shut down 5 times in the first month that it's been open? 5. Are you still getting on this thing? It's called Siren's Curse. It's at Cedar Point. It just shut down yesterday. So listen to this. It shut down for the 3rd time 5 days ago. Since then, it has been shut down 2 more times. Yesterday, it got stuck. Would you get on this ride?
I mean, maybe not today or tomorrow. I'd give a little bit of time to work out the kinks. But if you're telling me it's Halloween and they do like a Boo Fest, kind of like Worlds of Fun does, yeah, I'd probably get up on there. I'd give it a shot. I would want to see it do some safe runs. Maybe not on July 30th, but you're telling me nice Halloween or maybe a nice November night. I might get up there, give it a chance.
You deserve whatever happens to you on that thing. I hope you get stuck upside down for an hour. That's what I hope happens. I hope you get stuck upside down for an hour if you get on Siren's Curse. This is a sign. Is this not a sign that you shouldn't be on there? Every week it gets stuck. Every week. We don't do this in other things. If you went to a restaurant and every week it was closed because of a health code violation, you would never be like, man, I can't wait to eat there. You would never think that.
Hold on. Chipotle has had nothing but health issues, and we all eat Chipotle consistently.
That's part of the intrigue of going.
So
actually,
it's the same.
Nah, it's not every week. Not the one I go to. That's crazy. We all know that different Chipotles offer different ones. There's some Chipotles I won't go to, but there's some Chipotles. All right, we're in the clear. That was out of bounds, and you know it was. There was no reason to bring Chipotle into this with the little bacteria bowls they were selling for a while there. The other thing I want to share with you guys before we get back to baseball, there was a tweet today that popped up when Rob and I were getting ready for the show. And the question was, what's a barbecue take that makes people look at you crazy? And Rob was like, well, I don't have one. And I'm like, everybody has one, especially if you live where we live. Of course you have one. You guys know mine. You know mine. Barbecue doesn't really have good sides. Or if it does, then it's a good side for other things. Yes, French fries is a good side, but French fries are just good, period. They're good with hamburgers. Like, yeah, mac and cheese. Yeah, we eat mac and cheese with everything. You don't just randomly eat baked beans. You only really eat baked beans with barbecue. They're not that good. Potato salad, not that good. Coleslaw, not that good. All the sides that are specific to barbecue, very mediocre sides. All the ones that it shares with other things, great. Cornbread, great. Who doesn't love bread? It's phenomenal. That's my barbecue take that everybody looks at me crazy for. Another thing I just haven't had in a long time. Why am I eating baked beans? Nothing about baked beans looks appealing to me. I don't like the way they look. I don't like the way that they smell. I'm not participating in it. I don't want anything to do with barbecue baked beans. whenever my friend was in town and I was showing him around taking the barbecue, he asked me if he should get the baked beans. We were at Jack Stack. I knocked the fork out of his hand. No. Here, get some of this cheesy corn. I'm going to put a little cheesy corn up there. Now, cheesy corn, delicious. I don't know if that counts as the barbecue side. I would eat that cheesy corn with any other kind of food. It doesn't have to specifically be these ribs. Whatever you want to make cheesy corn for, I'm down. Corn on the cob. Yes, a great side. Another thing that's not specific to barbecue. Every side that it shares is good. Every side that's its own thing is not that good. That's my barbecue take that always gets people to look at me like I'm crazy.
Now, I want to clarify your take. Are you saying sides at barbecue restaurants or like you're at a barbecue and the sides are no good? Because I can see how if you're going to your friend's house, it's like, hey, I'm going to have a barbecue, and he has Lay's potato chips and some coleslaw that's pre-made from, you know, the grocery store. There's some sort of potato salad. I agree with you there. If you are at a barbecue event and you're at, you know, your friend's house, they're like, hey, we're having people over for a barbecue. The sides there are mediocre. But you're telling me you go to a nice establishment in Kansas City. You go to a Gates. You go to a Jack Stack. You go to a Q39.
I'm getting fries. That's all I'm getting.
The sides there are fire. You're crazy.
All I'm getting is fries. I've never had the baked beans at Gates. I do their endorsements. I've never had it before. Not once. I'm serious. I'm getting the fries. What else am I here for? Come on now. You know why I'm here. Please put the please put the seasoning on there and great. I'm happy to have it.
Does that include the sweet potato pie? Or is that like...
Come on, that's a different beast. That's not a side. That's a dessert is what it is. That's what it is. That's a dessert. Someone said cheesy corn appears nowhere else in the universe except barbecue. I don't know if that's accurate. But then cheesy corn, like, I don't know, like, I like corn, I like cheese. They put ham in there. It's great. It's phenomenal. Potato salad is great. It's disgusting. Potato salad is not great. It's not a good side. Not at all a good side. It's an awful side, actually. Please don't bring potato salad to the function with me. I don't want anything to do with it. Then you got to try to get creative with it. You're putting your own little recipe with the potato salad. It's disgusting. No. No. Just give me a bag of chips. That's all I need. Go ahead and give me those. Give me those two cheeseburgers. Let me get a little link from over here. Let me get a glizzy. And let me just get the regular baked Lays. I don't need your baked beans, ma'am. Please. I don't know why he was so secretive of that Bush's baked beans recipe. Nobody wants to steal the recipe to this nonsense. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to hear from JJ Piccolo. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.